Chapter 99. Hydraulic valves and switches. Pressure differential switch, or brake warning switch. Purpose and function. A pressure differential switch is used on vehicles built after 1967 with front-rear master cylinders to warn the driver of a loss of pressure in one of the two separate systems by lighting the dashboard red brake warning indicator lamp. This system was used until it was replaced with the brake fluid level sensors used on newer vehicles. See Figure 99-1. The brake lines from both the front and the rear sections of the master cylinder are sent to this switch, which lights the brake warning indicator lamp in the event of a difference in pressure between the two sections. A failure in one part of the brake system does not result in a failure of the entire hydraulic system. See Figure 99-2. Pressure differential switch reset. After the hydraulic system has been repaired and bled, moderate pressure on the brake pedal centers the piston in the switch and turns off the warning lamp. If the lamp remains on, it may be necessary to do the following. Number 1. Apply light pressure to the brake pedal. Number 2. Momentarily open the bleeder valve on the side that did not have the failure. This procedure should center the pressure differential switch valve in those vehicles that are not equipped with self-centering springs. If the lamp still remains on, it means that the plunger inside the differential valve is stuck in place. The whole assembly should be replaced, if this is the case. Refer to Figure 99-1. A red brake warning lamp. Frequently asked question. What is a residual check valve? A residual check valve was used on some drum brake systems to keep a slight amount of pressure, 5 to 12 psi, in the entire hydraulic system for the drum brake wheel cylinders. See Figure 99-3. This residual check valve is located in the master cylinder at the outlet for the drum brakes. The check ball and spring in the residual check valve permit all the brake fluid to return to the master cylinder until the designated pressure is reached. This slight pressure prevents air leaks from entering into the hydraulic system in the event of a small hole or leak. With a low pressure kept on the hydraulic system, any small hole causes fluid to leak out, rather than permits air to enter the system. This slight pressure also keeps the wheel cylinder sealing cups tight against the inside wall of the wheel cylinder. Residual check valves are normally not used on newer vehicles equipped with front disc/rear drum brakes. The residual check valve has been eliminated by equipping the wheel cylinder internal spring with a sealing cup expander to prevent sealing cup lip collapse. Refer to Figure 99-2. A leak in the hydraulic system causes unequal pressures between the two different brake circuits. This difference in pressures causes the plunger inside the pressure differential switch to move, which completes the electrical circuit for the red brake warning lamp. Refer to Figure 99-3. Most residual check valves are located under the tubing seals in the master cylinder outlet ports. Brake fluid level sensor. Purpose and function. Since the late 1990s, master cylinders use a brake fluid level sensor or switch in the master cylinder reservoir. This sensor lights the red brake warning lamp, abbreviated RBWL, on the dash if low brake fluid level is detected. A float-type sensor or a magnetic reed switch is commonly used and provides a complete electrical circuit when the brake fluid level is low. After refilling the master cylinder reservoir to the correct level, the red brake warning lamp should go out. See Figures 99-4 and 99-5. Diagnosing a red brake warning lamp. The red brake warning lamp can be on for several reasons, including: Number 1. Parking brake on. The same dash warning lamp is used to warn the driver that the parking brake is on. Number 2. Low brake fluid. This condition causes the red dash warning lamp to come on if the vehicle is equipped with a master cylinder reservoir brake fluid level switch. Number 3. Unequal brake pressure. The pressure differential switch is used on older vehicles with a front-rear brake split system to warn the driver whenever there is low brake pressure to either the front or rear brakes. Number 4. Worn brake pads. Vehicles equipped with electronic pad wear sensors can turn on the light when the pads wear out. Note: brake systems use either a pressure differential switch or a low brake fluid switch to light the dash red brake lamp, but not both. The most likely cause of the red brake warning lamp being on is low brake fluid caused by worn out brake pads or a leaking brake line, wheel cylinder, or caliper. Therefore, the first step is to determine the cause of the lamp being on, then to repair the problem. Step 1. Check the level of the brake fluid. If low, carefully inspect the entire hydraulic brake system for leaks and repair, as necessary. Don't forget that the fluid level normally goes down as the brake pads wear. Badly worn pads can drop the fluid level low enough to turn on the warning light. Step 2. Disconnect the wire from the pressure differential switch. If the lamp is still on, The problem is due to the parking brake lever switch being on or grounded, or the wire going to the switch is shorted to ground. If the red brake warning lamp is off after being disconnected from the pressure differential switch, then the problem is due to a hydraulic failure, a low pressure in either the front or the rear system that creates a difference in pressure of at least 150 psi. Refer to Figure 99-4. A movable contact brake fluid level switch. Refer to Figure 99-5. A magnetic brake fluid level switch. Tech tip. Check service information for the red brake light input. Older vehicles control the red brake warning lamp using straight wiring and switches. It is becoming more common for this function to be controlled by onboard computers and data systems instead. The brake fluid level switch is often an input to a body control module abbreviated, BCM, and the dash lamp is the output. See Figure 99-6. Proportioning valve. Purpose and function. A proportioning valve improves brake balance during hard stops by limiting hydraulic pressure to the rear brakes. See Figure 99-7. A proportioning valve is necessary because inertia creates weight shift toward the front of the vehicle during braking. The weight shift unloads the rear axle, which reduces traction between the tires and the road, and limits the amount of stopping power that can be delivered. Unless application pressure to the rear wheels is limited, the brakes lock, making the vehicle unstable and likely to skid. The best overall braking performance is achieved when the front brakes lock just before the rear brakes. Vehicles with front disc and rear drum brakes require proportioning valve for two reasons. Number 1. Disc brakes require higher hydraulic pressure for a given stop than do drum brakes. In a disc drum system, the front brakes always need more pressure than the rear brakes. Number 2. Once braking has begun, drum brakes require less pressure to maintain a fixed level of stopping power than they did to establish that level. In a disc drum system, the rear brakes always need less pressure than the front brakes. A proportioning valve can be either one part used to control both rear brakes or two parts, one part of each rear brake. Proportioning valve operation. The proportioning valve does not work at all times. During light or moderate braking, there is insufficient weight transfer to make rear wheel locking a problem. Before proportioning action begins, brake system hydraulic pressure must reach a minimum level, called the split point. Below the split point, full system pressure is supplied to the rear brakes. See Figure 99-8. Above the split point, the proportioning valve allows only a portion of the pressure through to the rear brakes. The proportioning valve gets its name from the fact that it regulates pressure to the rear brakes in proportion to the pressure applied to the front brakes. Once system hydraulic pressure exceeds the split point, the rear brakes receive a fixed percentage of any further increase in pressure. Brake engineers refer to the ratio of front to rear brake pressure proportioning as the slope. Full system pressure to the rear brakes equals a slope of 1, but if only half the pressure is allowed to reach the rear brakes, the proportioning valve is said to have a slope of 0.50. The proportioning valves on most vehicles have a slope between 0.25 and 0.50. See Figures 99-9 and 99-10. Refer to Figure 99-6. A wiring diagram of a typical red brake warning light circuit showing that the park brake switch is an input to the body control module and the brake fluid level switch is an input directly to the instrument panel cluster abbreviated, IPC. The command to turn on the red brake warning light is sent from the BCM to the IPC through the data lines, shown by the two parallel arrows. Refer to Figure 99-7. Some proportioning valves are mounted directly to the master cylinder in the outlet to the rear brakes. Refer to Figure 99-8. Typical proportioning valve pressure relationship. Note that, at low pressures, the pressure is the same to the rear brakes as is applied to the front brakes. After the split point, only a percentage, called the slope, of the master cylinder pressure is applied to the rear brakes. Proportioning valve parts. A simple proportioning valve consists of a spring-loaded piston that slides in a stepped bore. See Figure 99-11. The piston is exposed to pressure on both sides. The smaller end of the piston is acted on by pressure from the master cylinder, while the larger end reacts to pressure in the rear brake circuit. The actual proportioning valve is located in the center of the piston and is opened or closed, depending on the position of the piston in the stepped bore. When the brakes are first applied, hydraulic pressure passes through the proportioning valve to the rear brakes. Hydraulic pressure is the same on both sides of the piston, but because the side facing the rear brakes has more surface area than the side facing the master cylinder, greater force is developed and the piston moves to the left against the spring tension. At pressures below the split point, the proportioning valve is open, and pressure to both the front and rear brakes is the same. As the vehicle is braked harder, increased system pressure forces the piston so far to the left that the proportioning valve is closed. See Figure 99-12. This seals off the brake line and prevents any additional pressure from reaching the rear brakes. The pressure at the moment the proportioning valve first closes is the split point of the valve. From this point on, the rear brakes receive only a portion of the pressure supplied to the front brakes. As system pressure, or the pressure to the front brakes, increases, enough force is developed on the master cylinder side of the piston to overcome the pressure trapped in the rear brake circuit. This forces the piston back to the right and opens the proportioning valve. Some of the higher pressure enters the rear brake circuit, but before pressure in the two circuits can equalize, the force developed on the larger piston area in the rear circuit moves the piston back to the left and closes the valve. The difference in surface area between the two ends of the piston determines the slope of the valve and, thus, the percentage of system pressure allowed to reach the rear brakes. As long as system pressure continues to increase, the piston repeatedly cycles back and forth, opening and closing the proportioning valve, and maintaining a fixed proportion of full system pressure to the rear brakes. When the brakes are released, the spring returns the piston all the way to the right, which opens the valve and allows fluid to pass in both directions. Refer to Figure 99-9. These two proportioning valves are found under the vehicle on this Dodge minivan. Refer to Figure 99-10. A vehicle with a diagonal split braking system often uses a one-piece proportioning valve with two pistons, one for each rear wheel. Refer to Figure 99-11. The proportioning valve piston can travel within the range shown without reducing pressure to the rear brakes. Refer to Figure 99-12. At the split point, the proportioning valve piston closes the fluid passage through the valve. Height sensing proportioning valves. Many vehicles use a proportioning valve that varies the amount of pressure that can be sent to the rear brakes, depending on the height of the rear suspension. This type of valve is called a height sensing proportioning valve. If the vehicle is lightly loaded, the rear suspension is high, especially during braking. In this case, the amount of pressure allowed to the rear brakes is reduced. This helps prevent rear wheel lockup and possible skidding. Besides, a lightly loaded vehicle requires less braking force to stop than a heavily loaded vehicle. Refer to Figure 99-13. A height-sensing proportioning valve provides the vehicle with variable brake balance. The valve allows higher pressure to be applied to the rear brakes when the vehicle is heavily loaded and less pressure when the vehicle is lightly loaded. 1137. When the vehicle is loaded, the rear suspension is forced downward. The lever on the proportioning valve moves and allows a greater pressure to be sent to the rear brakes. This greater pressure allows the rear brakes to achieve more braking force, helping to slow a heavier vehicle. When a vehicle is heavily loaded in the rear, the chances of rear wheel lockup are reduced. See Figures 99-13 and 99-14. Caution: some vehicle manufacturers warn that service technicians should never install replacement airlift shock absorbers or springs that may result in a vehicle height different than specified by the vehicle manufacturer. If the ride height is increased, the front-to-rear brake proportional relationship is changed and could reduce stopping distances. Refer to Figure 99-14. A stepped cam is used to alter the split point of this height-sensing proportioning valve. Proportioning valve adjustment. Height-sensing proportioning valves should be adjusted when replaced. The proper adjustment ensures that the proper pressure is applied to the rear brakes in relation to the loading of the vehicle. Procedures vary from one vehicle to another. Always consult the factory service information for the exact procedure. Some trucks require the use of special plastic gauges available from the dealer. Proportioning valve diagnosis and testing. A defective proportioning valve usually allows rear brake pressure to increase too rapidly, causing the rear wheels to lock up during hard braking. When the rear brakes become locked, the traction with the road surface decreases and the vehicle often skids. Whenever rear brakes tend to lock during braking, the proportioning valve should be checked for proper operation. If the proportioning valve is height sensing, verify the proper vehicle ride, or trim, height and adjustment of the operating lever. See Figure 99-15. Pressure gauges can also be used to check for proper operation. Install one gauge into the brake line from the master cylinder and the second gauge to the rear brake outlet of the proportioning valve. While an assistant depresses the brake pedal, observe the two gauges. Both gauges should register an increasing pressure as the brake pedal is depressed until the split point. After the split point, the gauge connected to the proportioning valve, rear brakes, should increase at a slower rate than the reading on the gauge connected to the master cylinder. If the pressures do not react as described, the proportioning valve should be replaced. The same procedure can be performed on a diagonal split type system, as used on most front-wheel drive vehicles. Tech tip: always inspect both front and rear brakes. If a vehicle tends to lock up the rear brakes during a stop, many technicians may try to repair the problem by replacing the proportioning valve or servicing the rear brakes. Proportioning valves are simple spring-loaded devices that are usually trouble-free. If the rear brakes lock up during braking, carefully inspect the rear brakes, looking for contaminated linings or other problems that can cause the rear brakes to grab. Do not stop there, always inspect the front brakes, too. If the front brakes are rusted or corroded, they cannot operate efficiently and greater force must be exerted by the driver to stop the vehicle. Even if the proportioning valve is functioning correctly, the higher brake pedal pressure by the driver could easily cause the rear brakes to lock up. A locked wheel has less traction with the road than a rotating wheel. As a result, if the rear wheels become locked, the rear of the vehicle often comes around or fishtails, causing the vehicle to skid. Careful inspection of the entire braking system is required to be assured of a safe vehicle. Electronic brake proportioning. Purpose and function. Most new vehicles with anti-lock brake systems have eliminated the need for a conventional brake proportioning valve. Instead, this becomes a function of the anti-lock brake system controller. Often referred to as dynamic rear proportioning, abbreviated DRP, this system removes the need for a mechanical proportioning valve. Parts and operation. Most proportioning valves are calibrated to reduce pressure to the rear brakes by a fixed amount, which may increase the risk of rear wheel lockup if the vehicle is loaded differently or is braking on a wet or slick surface. Dynamic rear proportioning uses the ABS controller software and the rear wheel hydraulic control circuits to maintain optimum front-to-rear balance under all conditions. Electronic brake proportioning, abbreviated EBP, in the ABS is accomplished by monitoring brake switch input and front and rear wheel speeds, and reducing pressure to the rear brakes as needed using the ABS solenoids when there is a difference in wheel deceleration rates. The controller energizes the inlet valve solenoids for both rear brakes to hold pressure in the lines and then energizes both rear outlet valve solenoids to release pressure, as needed. See Figure 99-16. Refer to Figure 99-15. A proportioning valve pressure test can be performed using two pressure gauges, one to register the pressure from the master cylinder and the other gauge to read the pressure being applied to the rear brakes. This test has to be repeated in order to read the pressure to each rear wheel. Refer to Figure 99-16. The ABS control module performs the functions of the metering and proportioning valves on most ABS-equipped vehicles. Metering valve, or hold-off, operation. Purpose and function. A metering valve is used on many front disc, rear drum brake equipped vehicles. The metering valve prevents the full operation of, holds off, the disc brakes until between 75 to 125 psi is sent to the rear drum brakes to overcome rear brake return spring pressure. This allows the front and rear brakes to apply at the same time for even stopping. Most metering valves also allow for the pressure to the front brakes to be gradually blended up to the metering valve pressure to prevent front brake locking under light pedal pressures on icy surfaces. See Figure 99-17. Parts and operation. A metering valve consists of a piston controlled by a strong spring and a valve stem controlled by a weak spring. See Figures 99-18 and 99-19. When the brakes are not applied, the strong spring seats the piston and prevents fluid flow around it. At the same time, the weak spring holds the valve stem to the right and opens a passage through the center of the piston. Brake fluid is free to flow through this passage to compensate for changes in system fluid volume. When the brakes are applied and pressure in the front brake line reaches 3 to 30 psi, or 20 to 200 kilopascals, the tension of the weak spring is overcome and the metering valve stem moves to the left, which closes the passage through the piston and prevents fluid flow to the front brakes. The small amount of pressure applied to the calipers before the metering valve closes is enough to take up any clearance, but not enough to generate braking force. While the fluid flow to the front calipers is shut off, the rear brake shoes move into contact with the drums, braking begins, and hydraulic pressure throughout the brake system increases. When the pressure at the metering valve reaches 75 to 300 psi, the tension of the strong spring is overcome and the valve stem and piston move farther to the left. This opens a passage around the outside of the piston and allows fluid to flow through the valve to the front brake calipers. See Figure 99-20. When the brakes are released, the strong spring seats the piston and prevents fluid flow around it. At the same time, The weak spring opens the fluid passage through the center of the piston. Excess fluid returns to the master cylinder through this passage and the valve is ready for another brake application. Refer to Figure 99-17. The metering valve may be a separate component or part of the combination valve. Refer to Figure 99-18. A metering valve when the brakes are not applied. Notice the brake fluid can flow through the metering valve to compensate for brake fluid expansion and contraction that occurs with changes in temperature. Systems without metering valves. Braking systems that are diagonal split, such as those found on most front-wheel drive vehicles, do not use a metering valve. A metering valve is only used on front-rear split braking systems, such as those found on most rear-wheel drive vehicles. There are three reasons why front-wheel drive vehicles do not use metering valves. Number 1. Front-wheel drive vehicles usually have a diagonally split dual braking system that would require a separate metering valve for each hydraulic circuit. This would make the brake system more costly and complicated. Number 2. Front-wheel drive vehicles have a forward weight bias that requires the front brakes to supply up to 80% of the total braking power. Since the front brakes do most of the work, it is desirable to apply them as soon as possible when the brake pedal is depressed. A metering valve would create a slight delay. Number 3. Until all the clearance in the brake system is taken up, there will not be enough pressure in the brake hydraulic system for the front disc brakes to overcome the engine torque applied to the driven front wheels. Engine torque and a heavy front weight bias help prevent front wheel lockup from being a problem during light braking or when the brakes are first applied. Most rear-wheel drive vehicles without metering valves are equipped with four-wheel disc brakes. Because the clearance between the pads and rotors is approximately the same at all four wheels, there is no need to delay front brake actuation. Refer to Figure 99-19. A metering valve under light brake pedal application. Refer to Figure 99-20. A metering valve during a normal brake application. Metering valve diagnosis and testing. A defective metering valve can leak brake fluid and/or cause the front brakes to apply before the rear brakes. This is most commonly noticed on slippery surfaces, such as on snow or ice or on rain-slick roads. If the front brakes lock up during these conditions, the front wheels cannot be steered. Inspect the metering valve for two possible faults. Number 1. Look around the bottom of the metering valve for brake fluid leakage. Ignore slight dampness, replace the metering valve assembly if it is leaking. Number 2. As the pressure builds to the front brakes, the metering valve stem should move. If it does not, replace the valve. More accurate testing of the metering valve can be accomplished using pressure gauges. Install two gauges, one in the pressure line coming from the master cylinder and the other in the outlet line leading to the front brakes. When depressing the brake pedal, both gauges should read the same until about 3 to 30 psi, or 20 to 200 kilopascals, when the metering valve shuts, thereby delaying the operation of the front brakes. The master cylinder outlet gauge should show an increase in pressure as the brake pedal is depressed further. Once 75 to 300 psi is reached, the gauge showing pressure to the front brakes should match the pressure from the master cylinder. If the pressures do not match these ranges, the metering valve assembly should be replaced. Tech tip. Push in or pull out metering valve. Whenever bleeding the air out of the hydraulic brake system using pressure bleeding equipment, the metering valve should be bypassed. The metering valve stops the passage of brake fluid to the front wheels until pressure exceeds about 125 psi, or 860 kilopascals. To bypass the metering valve, the service technician has to push or pull a small button located on the metering valve. An easy way to remember whether to push in or to pull out is to inspect the button itself. If the button is rubber-coated, then push in. If the button is steel, then pull out. Special tools allow the metering valve to be held in the bypass position. Failure to remove the tool after bleeding the brakes can result in premature application of the front brakes before the rear drum brakes have enough pressure to operate. Refer to Figure 99-21. This combination valve contains the pressure differential valve, the metering valve, and the proportioning valve. Combination valves. Most vehicle manufacturers combine the function of a proportioning valve with one or more other valves into one unit, called a combination valve. On a rear-wheel drive vehicle, a combination valve consists of the following components all in one replaceable unit. Metering valve, proportioning valve, and pressure differential switch. See Figures 99-21 and 99-22. Some combination valves have only two functions and contain just the pressure differential and metering valve. Other units combine the pressure differential with the proportioning valve. See Figure 99-23. Refer to Figure 99-22. Combination valve containing metering, pressure differential, warning switch, and proportioning valves all in one unit. This style is often called a pistol grip design because the proportioning valve section resembles the grip section of a handgun. Refer to Figure 99-23. Typical two-function combination valves. Refer to Figure 99-25. With the plunger pressed in, pedal up, the meter should show an open circuit, switch open. Brake pedal position sensor switch. Purpose and function. On older vehicles, the brake switch was used to turn on the brake lights. Most new vehicles use the brake pedal position abbreviated, BPP, sensor or switch as an input to the body computer for many functions, including the following. Brake lights. ABS input signal. Traction control is disabled when the brake pedal is depressed, and electronic stability control system input signal. Vehicles with ABS and escape may also use a brake pedal position sensor in addition to the brake pedal switch. This sensor is a three-wire potentiometer that returns a variable voltage signal to the ABS controller to indicate the position of the brake pedal. See Figure 99-24. Refer to Figure 99-24. The brake pedal position sensor, or switch, and arm mounts to the brake pedal, under the dash. Refer to Figure 99-26. With the plunger released, or pedal down, the switch should show very low resistance, or switch closed. Tech tip. No valves can cause a pull to one side. When diagnosing a pull to one side during braking, some technicians tend to blame the metering valve, the proportioning valve, the pressure differential switch, or the master cylinder itself. Just remember that if a vehicle pulls during braking, the problem has to be due to an individual wheel brake or a brake line. The master cylinder and all the valves control front or rear brakes together or diagonal brakes and cannot cause a pull if not functioning correctly. Brake light switch testing. The brake light switch or sensor is most easily checked with the use of a scan tool. Both the powertrain data list and the ABS data list show the brake switch as an on-off status when the pedal is pressed. A digital multimeter, set to ohms, can be used to check a brake switch on or off the vehicle. Access the two wires from the switch and back probe the connectors with the meter test leads. See Figures 99-25 and 99-26. Review questions. Question 1. How can dynamic rear proportioning take the place of the proportioning valve? Question 2. What reasons could cause the red brake warning lamp to come on during driving? Question 3. Why are metering valves not used on all vehicles? Question 4. What are the split point and the slope of a proportioning valve? Question 5. What is the difference between a brake pedal switch and a brake pedal sensor? Question 1. Technician says, a pull to the right during braking could be caused by a defective metering valve. Technician B says, a pull to the left could be caused by a defective proportioning valve. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 2. The rear brakes lock up during a hard braking. Technician A says, the metering valve could be the cause. Technician B says, that a defective proportioning valve could be the cause. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 3. Technician A says, the metering valve controls the flow of brake fluid to the front brakes. Technician B says, that proportioning valve is used to control the brake fluid pressure the rear brakes. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only. B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither a technician A nor B. Question 4. A combination valve could include A. Metering and proportioning valves. B. Proportioning valve and pressure differential switch. C. Proportioning and metering valves, and pressure differential switch. D. Any of the above, depending on the make and model of the vehicle. Question 5. Which one of these sends an electrical signal to the anti-lock brake control module? A. Brake pedal position sensor. B. Residual check valve. C. Pressure differential switch. D. All of these. Question 6. Technician A says, that the red brake warning light can be turned on if a difference in pressure is detected by the pressure differential switch. Technician B says that the red brake warning light can be turned on if the brake fluid level sensor detected low brake fluid level. Which technician is correct?
A. Technician A only.
B. Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 7. Which type of vehicle most often does not use a metering valve?
A.
Rear-wheel drive.
B.
Four-wheel drive. C. Front-wheel drive. D. All-wheel drive. Question 8. Technician A says that some proportioning valves have one control valve that controls both rear brakes. Technician B says that some proportioning valves have two control valves, one for each rear wheel brake. Which technician is correct?
A.
Technician A only.
B.
Technician B only. C. Both technicians A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 9. The button on the what valve should be held when pressure bleeding the brakes?
A.
Metering.
B.
Proportioning. C. Pressure differential.
D.
Residual check. Question 10. A typical brake pedal position sensor switch is
A.
Electrically normally open.
B.
Electrically normally closed. C. Checked using an ammeter.
D.
Checked using a special tester. End of chapter 99.